Hi everybody, welcome back to Mommy Talks with Nina. This is Nina. This is episode 9, and today we have a guest. Her name is Beverly. She's a wife, a daughter, a student, a mother, a sister, and she's a first time new mommy to baby girl Ava Rose, who is 4 months old. Thank you for being here today, Beverly.
Thank you for having
me. Yes. So I hope everyone enjoyed my last episode, which I was talking about coming home with my new baby and best breastfeeding and getting used to that, and also my labor and delivery episode. So today it's great to have Beverly here because, like I said, she's a new mommy, and it's been 4 months mm-hmm. that you've been a new mom. So not that long. I've been in the game almost 10 months, almost a year, but I'm still learning new things like we always will. So the first question that I have for Beverly is, what was your pregnancy like?
My pregnancy was actually very easy.
Okay.
Compared to the stories that I have read. So I did not have morning sickness. The only thing that I really suffered from was tiredness.
Okay.
I was so tired. I was dead tired. I feel like I could have slept 24 hours. Like, I have never been that tired in my life before.
Uh-huh.
And that's how I knew, like, something was wrong. Like, why am I this tired?
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up taking a pregnancy test, and then I figured out why.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I remember for me, kind of just like with you, I didn't really have much morning sickness.
Yeah.
A little bit in the beginning, but it wasn't that bad. And I was tired in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I did deal with, like, being tired.
Mm-hmm.
What about anything else? Like, so that was, like, mostly your first trimester. Or throughout your whole pregnancy, you just felt good, but you were just tired.
That was my whole pregnancy.
Wow. Okay.
I was, like, exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
It got a little bit better trimester 2, mm-hmm. but trimester 3... it picked up again, and then also trimester 3 is when my sleeping started to break.
Oh, your sleep was off.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was already tired, but then I wasn't sleeping all the way through the night either.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like that was like God's way of preparing me for when I came home with baby.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, you're not sleeping through the night when you come home with a newborn.
Mm-hmm, you're not.
So,
yeah.
And I'm a sleeper. Mm-hmm. Like, I can sleep like 10 hours on a regular day.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I needed that break in my sleep, and I needed to be that exhausted so that I could build up, I guess, the energy
mm-hmm.
or the stamina to get through it with Ava when
yes.
I came home with
mm-hmm.
her, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes yes. perfect sense. Like you said, it was God's way of preparing
yeah.
you and getting you ready for those broken
yeah.
nights of sleep. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how was your labor and delivery experience?
Oh my God, this is such a long story. So all throughout pregnancy, I had books.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin is a neonatal nurse.
Okay.
So I was asking her all these questions about labor and delivery. She brought me this book. I was highlighting pages. Like, I was working on breathing exercises.
Oh, you were getting prepared.
I did prenatal yoga. Like, I was just...
Oh, nice.
I was ready.
Mm-hmm.
But my doctor's visit at 40 weeks, I found out that Ava was 9 pounds
wow.
and 7 ounces.
Big, yes.
Big.
Uh-huh.
So that same night, I had to go to the hospital
mm-hmm.
to get induced.
Okay.
So that in itself was just an episode.
Mm.
Like, I had to get cervix softener put in.
Oh, okay.
Because my cervix wasn't soft enough
mm-hmm.
to vaginally deliver.
Okay.
So I had to get cervix softener, and that was increasing Ava's heart rate.
Mm.
Her heart rate was like maybe 170.
Oh,
like,
no.
It was really high.
Okay.
So they had to take that out
mm-hmm.
because it was like
mm-hmm.
doing too much to the baby. So then this is the next morning. I stayed the night with the cervix softener. The next morning, I actually got induced. I forgot what it was, the name of it that they induced me with.
That's
but,
fine.
Yeah. So the contractions were good.
Okay.
But I remember my cousin told me, when you get induced, you go 0 to 100.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's not like when you vaginally give birth naturally, you can feel the contractions building up.
Yes.
When you get induced, it's not like that.
It just kind it of just happens all at once.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And that's literally what happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I was fine. I was walking around the hospital. I was laughing. I was joking. And then, boom, it just hit me.
Oh.
And I did not want to have an epidural. I didn't want to do any of that. I just wanted a natural birth, but it was so painful.
That you just had to.
Mm-hmm. So I had the epidural. And I want to say maybe around like 7 o'clock at night. This was like such a long labor.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably have been in the hospital for 24 hours
now. Oh, no. Wow.
So at 7 o'clock at night, I'm laying in the bed and I asked the nurse, should I be able to feel my toes if I have an epidural?
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what? You can feel your toes?
Yeah, you're not supposed to. Yeah.
So I guess it started to wear off.
Mm.
So then they were like, you have to try to push now because, like, the epidural is wearing off.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to push. And you can see, this is Derek telling me, you can see Ava's, like, crown of
her head,
right?
Uh-huh.
But I just could not push her out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, her, I don't know if it was her shoulders, I don't know what it was, but it was like excruciating pain in my hips, and it would not move. Like, it was the worst pain.
Mm-hmm.
So after trying to push her out for like an hour, maybe an hour and a half, I had to have an emergency C-section.
Wow.
So that was a lot.
That's what I was like. That sounds like a lot. Very different from what I went through.
Yeah.
But I did get an epidural just like you, only because like I was trying to wait it out as long as possible, but the contractions were just so intense and so painful that I was just like, I just can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like knives were like, like sharp pain. It's like, and a feeling you can't really describe.
Exactly.
But okay, so you had to have an emergency C-section. So what was going on in your head at the time? What were you, how were you feeling? What were you thinking? Were you thinking at all? Like,
I just wanted her out of me, and my biggest fear throughout pregnancy, and I know you're probably going to think I'm a nut.
No, what?
But I was just thinking about the amount or the percentage of African-American women that die at childbirth.
Wow, okay.
And I was just like, I do not want this to be my fate. Like, right? Like, I don't know if this pain is normal that I'm feeling.
Right.
And at this point, I just want me and my baby to be safe.
Right.
And so I was like scared.
Yeah.
Like I didn't know like what was happening. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I cannot describe that pain to anyone.
No, you can't. Like, you can't describe it. Some people ask, oh, does it feel like a cramp, like a period pain? And I'm like, no, I can take that. I can handle that. Wow. Right. And you're right, because like, you don't want to be one of the statistics, and you want to make it out alive, and you want your baby to come out alive. Okay, so you had to have the emergency C-section. So what happened? So you had your C-section, and everything was fine because you're here and your baby's here. So you guys made it. So that's great. What was the recovery like? How was your recovery? Was it long? Because they say when you have a C-section, it's a lot longer to recover.
Mm-hmm. So my recovery, it actually wasn't that bad.
Okay.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to say the next day I, like, took a shower.
Like, okay. Mm-hmm.
I know the nurses were coming in, most of the nurses were coming in and saying how, like, good I was doing with my recovery.
That's good.
But I think it was just my doctor, like, even, like, my incision that I have for my C-section, like, it's really good. Like, my incision scar is really good. So, my recovery wasn't that bad. That's but I know it's not the same for every
woman. It's not. So. No, it's not. Some people have it a lot worse. Yeah. Their recovery is a lot longer. Mm-hmm. Might take longer for their incision to heal and everything. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Okay, so what has it been like for you being a new mom?
It's fun. I love it every day.
Yes.
Like, just like waking up every day and like Ava smiling at me. Like, I just love it. My heart melts. So it's been great. It's also very hard and very difficult because it's like your first time being a mom. And like, I want to just be the best mom and like do the best things that I can for Ava.
Yes.
And make sure that she's safe and like she's protected, right? Like all of my maternal instincts have just kicked in. I'm like a full mama bear.
Yes. I feel like that's how it's been for me, like safety with Kojo. And you'll probably realize this later when when Ava is moving around more. But once she's like moving around more, like you said, those mama bear instincts will really kick in. Like, you want her to be safe and protected at all times.
So it's been really good, but again, it's also really hard. But you just have to learn to take it like day by day.
Yes.
When I got home from the hospital, I literally just told myself, just make it to the next feeding. Like, just get to the next feeding. And once we get there, then we can work on the next feeding. Like, that's just how I mentally had to like think about it, or I would just be overwhelmed. And like, I didn't want to be too stressed or anxious around Ava, because like, they can feel all of your energy. And I just didn't want that. So I just had to, like, mentally tell myself, if I could just get to the next feeding, it'll be okay.
Yes, yes. And you're breastfeeding. Are you exclusively breastfeeding?
So I am now.
Okay.
When we were in the hospital, I had to formula feed as well.
Yes.
Because she wasn't getting enough.
Right.
So once we got home and, like, my milk kicked in, then she was able, I was able to exclusively breastfeed.
Okay, that's good. And how, because I talked to my listeners about how, like, my breastfeeding journey was and how, like, Kojo in the hospital did get some formula and how even after, like, he was formula fed and breastfed. So what advice would you give, I guess, for any moms who are thinking about breastfeeding, moms to be thinking about breastfeeding, or if they're like unsure, what would you like say to a new mom?
I would say do what you can, right? Like, breastfeeding is a learning experience, not only for you, but for the baby as well. Like, the baby has to learn how to latch. Like, you both are learning how to do this new thing.
Yes.
And it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult. And if for any reason you cannot breastfeed, you can also formula feed and it's just as good.
Right.
And I feel like in our society, we have like this mindset that like breast is best. No, your baby getting fed is best.
Right Yes. So as long as your baby's getting fed, yes.
And they are gaining weight healthily and they are putting in like the amount of wet diapers that they need, however they do that, that is best.
That's
right.
No, you're right, that's true.
Yeah.
So what would you say has been the most challenging thing for you thus far?
So most challenging for me was coming home with baby Ava and learning how to be a new mom.
Yes.
Right. It was very hard for me because I was very unsure if I was doing everything correctly, if I was meeting her needs, if I was changing her diaper right, or am I changing her clothes right? Like, I had all these questions and all this self-doubt. And I feel like that was very hard for me because once you come home from the hospital, you're basically on your own. Derek and I were lucky enough to have a postpartum doula who came in September, so maybe Ava was about 2 weeks old. So she came when Derek went back to work and was like there with me for the day for about an hour, 2 hours. No, it was about 2 hours a day. She came over, and most of the time we were just talking about being a new mom, and I'm asking her any kind of question that came to mind about breastfeeding, about changing diapers, telling her how I felt today, telling her about like me waking up five times during the night or how Ava cried for 4 hours. Just having her there with me was just so, so essential, just to building my self-confidence as a mom. Like, I cannot explain it, and I don't understand why in America we don't have that for every mom.
Every mom,
it's
right.
It's crazy.
We should, we should. No, that's really great. So you had your doula, and I guess I kind of had my mom, who was my doula, who would come, and I would vent to her and talk to her, and she would coach me all the time, and I talked about, like, giving me a break to shower and eat and just, like, you know, do the go to the bathroom and do the things I wasn't really able to do. So, yeah, that's really vital and important. So if you're a soon-to-be mom or thinking about having kids, definitely look into a doula and a postpartum one who can come to your house so they're not just there in the hospital when you're delivering or pre-baby, but also post-baby, after baby. That's excellent. So what advice might you give to a new mom?
I would, this is my advice that I tell all new moms. So I probably have spoken to about 3 new moms in the past 4 months, and I always tell them to just be flexible. So if I was not flexible during my labor and delivery, I would have been in a lot of trouble, right?
Yes.
And even when I had, even when I was told that I had to go to the hospital that night to be induced, I was upset. Like, I cried because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to have a vaginal birth. I just knew it.
And that's what you wanted or you hoped, wanted, you hoped for. Yeah.
I did not want a C-section. And so I called my cousin. And she was like, if you go into this with that kind of stress and that kind of anxiety, you are going to make your labor worse for yourself. And so I just had to let it go. Like, I had to literally let it go and just give it to God. Like, it is in your hands now. Whatever happens, I know is what is in your plan.
Right.
So, like, you have to be very flexible because you don't want to cause, like, unnecessary stress.
Right, for you and for and your baby. Wow, that's really good. So being flexible, because I know for me, especially, and I don't know if you're this way, like, I'm a planner and I try to plan everything down to the T. So, like, I can't imagine, like, if that were me, like, how I would probably feel, because I'm like, oh, well, I planned it or wanted or hoped for it to go this way, and now everything has changed. But like you said, I agree. You have to have, you have to be flexible and have the mindset and think positive and know that everything will be okay.
I am the exact same way. Like, I plan everything out. Like, I have to have a plan for everything or it's just like in my mind, it just will be like, everything will be scattered. It won't make sense. It has to be a plan.
Be a plan.
So I planned to have a vaginal birth. And then when I knew I was getting induced, it was just like, I was like really devastated for like an hour and 2 hours. Like, I debated whether or not I even wanted to do a C-section. Or if I even wanted to go to the hospital. Or if I wanted to just wait until Ava naturally, like, my water broke and she naturally came out. But then I was just like, I'm risking a lot because if I wait any longer, she could be 10 pounds.
Wow. She was big. 9 pounds and how many ounces?
When she was born at 9 pounds. 13 ounces.
Wow, big girl. But can you, but then pushing her out too, that can you imagine? That's a big girl pushing out.
So it's just like, you have to be, you have to be flexible.
You have to be flexible. That's great. I don't know if, is there anything else you would like to say to the listeners or we can kind of wrap this up. Thank you so much, Beverly, for joining us. You're welcome. So I hope you all enjoy episode 9 and listening to what Beverly had to share, different from my labor and delivery, but will help a lot of moms who know that they're having like a C-section or being induced or if they're unsure. So thank you for coming on, and I hope you all have a great day. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.